Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I wanted to study a sugi that we've studied here in the past, but I want to study it today. I'm not trying to say what I said in the past. I actually want to learn something now, presently. If we have the similar thoughts, so we have similar thoughts, we have new thoughts. But this needs no coat. This for sure is a no coat. But you'll like this. Aviad, you'll like this. You have a nice sweatshirt also. I like the color. Fresh. Does he pay you to wear it? We should pay you. We should. It's true. As there's a no-coat vert.
Hey, whoa.
You'll see. You don't want a coat for this one. Also, you have a cool sweatshirt on. That's a Sulam one, right?
No, that is not a jacket.
Good person, as a class act. Happy we have you here. Really happy. One time in our history, as a nation, by the Yam, it says Zekeli Vanveyu. Zekeli means we saw Hashem. Whenever it says very important word in the Torah, Ze is an important word. Whenever it says Ze, it means you're pointing to the thing. The thing is in front of you. That Zen means anytime. Maish, it's a very important word in the Torah. Whenever it says Zeh, kazeh, like this. Whenever it says Zeh, you're pointing to the point that it says, Achoydesh hazeh lachem. It says, this month is Rosh Chodeshim. Es chazal avla. What did Hashem point to? Hashem said, this month. How do you point to a month? So to the point, Chazal ask a kasha. HaChodesh HaZeh, this month, Zeh is always your pointing, Aviad. How do you point to a month? You have Hashem held up a calendar? What does it mean, HaChodesh HaZeh, Maishala? What does it mean, this month? Gersh, how do you point to a month? If I say this week, HaShavua HaZeis, this week, how do I point to a week? So you could say Hashem in a calendar. Said this month, and Chazal abadu by the kasha. Very good. Says Yisrael, Hashem pointed to the moon. Kazer re'ei v'kidesh. Hashem pointed to the moon. Said the month should look like this. This is the moon, how it should look. Because whenever it says zeh, you're pointing at the thing. So it says zeh keli. This is my God. All of Am Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf, after the Mitzrayim had been drowned, said, Zeh Keli, this is Hashem, means they pointed at Hashem. Now, it's one of the craziest things, Avi, I try to like picture, what does that mean they saw Hashem? What does that mean to see Hashem? He has no demus, diuk, and he has no form. They pointed and saw Hashem. What is that? I don't, some things in our life, a lot of things we learn, I have like my own visuals of it. What does it mean to see Hashem? It's interesting. Manis Friedman described, he was a Babavar Chassid, and one time he saw the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he went there for davening. And Lubavitcher Rebbe was staring at the Rebbe Davin, and the Rebbe bowed Maidim, and it changed his life. Manis Friedman, I happen to like his books and his writing and his speeches. I like him. And I find him to be an honest person. And Rebbe Manis Friedman said that he experienced Hashem. He said never before in his life until today. Said never after. He became a Lubavitch Chassid from that. Watching the Rebbe bow Maidim to Hashem. He was above of a Chassid. He became a Lubavitch. Some of his Mishpacha followed him. He did. He saw Hashem. He saw the Rebbe bow Maidim. And he like felt, experienced Hashem. He like just somehow there was something so real in his Maidim. He experienced Hashem. I don't know why. I once had a mice in my life, Morty. I was walking home from yeshiva. I remember where I was on the block, on Farmington. And I saw the sun. I felt Hashem. I felt like there's Hashem. I almost fell to the floor. I felt that was Hashem. I almost fell to the floor. Reb Miller says that he once looked at a flower, and he looked at it for close to an hour in the Carpathian Mountains, and he said he came to a madriga that was close to prophecy. He like realized as Hashem, like he came to big madrigas, staring. He was contemplating a flower. Our entire nation had some experience that they pointed, they saw Hashem. It's the greatest revelation in our history. There's no other people who make this claim. This is like unique in the whole Torah, in Parshas B'Shalach, that the entire millions of Yidden said, Zeh Keli, we saw Hashem. We experienced, it's the craziest thing in the world to ever claim this. There's no people on earth that can claim such a thing, that our entire nation saw Hashem. If me and Yisrael wanted to start a religion, Yisrael, if you and I wanted to start a religion, we could do a good job. And we would think it through, and we would tell the world good things, and we would lie that one of us experienced Hashem. Right, now you say, why are you going to lie? It's not a nice thing to lie. People rationalize. They're rationalize, I felt Hashem, I was inspired. And you could sell. What happens in our Torah, we can never tell millions of people that you all saw Hashem. And by the way, we can never tell millions of people, we can never tell people that your great-grandfather saw Hashem, because the simple question is, why did nobody tell us this? Especially if it was life-changing, life-altering. It's one of the most remarkable psukim in the Torah. Millions of Yidden saw Hashem. What's very, very important to me, and I don't know what they saw, Maish. It's like, what does that mean? What are you pointing to? Hashem has no form. Whatever they saw, they knew with 100% certainty. Hashem, they pointed. I'm curious what they saw, what that means. What do you?
They all saw the exact same thing.
Yeah. It's amazing. I do want to say, Elio, I'm amazed what they saw, Daniel. It's like, it's too over with everything else you read in the Torah, everything. Most things like we have in our world, what does this even look like? Now, I think all of us have times that there's like a certainty. You experience a certain miracle, a certain kindness from Hashem, a certain, like Hashem. Like you sense Hashem, we all have that, but you can't point at anything. When we have moments of clarity in our life, we're certain, but I still can't point. And for an entire people to point, Hashem. Now what I want to say, and it's very important to me, and maybe the most important thing we'll say in this year, perhaps, and strikes me, is that the greatest revelation in our history? We saw God, millions of Yidden saw Hashem. In the great revelation in our history, they didn't say God, they said my God. Zeh, they pointed Keli, my God. Now, if you see Hashem, you say God. They should say Zeh Hashem. They didn't say Zeh Hashem. They didn't say Zeh Elokeinu, our God. They said Zeh Keli, my God. I find that electric. I find that, Maish, when we had the most clarity in our history, we didn't see a God. We didn't see the God. We saw my God. Something in the revelation, it struck me. Elio said we all saw the same thing. Not really. Because you saw your God and I saw my God. So amazingly, somehow in experiencing Hashem, we didn't see God, we saw my God.
Yeah, but
that means like I could have shaychus to him. That means like there's a deep connection to him. Literally, when we experience, we didn't see God, we saw my God. I'm like shaykh to this. I'm like close to this. He wants me. I want him. We didn't see God. It's really wrong to say in the mass revelation, Klal Yisrael saw Hashem. That's not an exact story. We didn't just see Hashem. We saw my Hashem, Zeh Keli. I think that's so cool. If you're trying to get the picture, but it's just such a, like a, I think that detail is massively important. In the time we saw Hashem the most, if you want to know what we saw, I can't give the picture of what we saw, but I could tell you what we saw said, my God. Which some, what does that even mean, my God? Hashem, master of the world. We didn't say, it doesn't say Zelikenu. It said Zekeli, my God. It's interesting. I look at yeshiva, I look at any place of a family. All of us train Yidden say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekenu, Hashem Echad. Very important words. Hashem is our God. Those are huge, sensual words in Yiddishkeit. The dream of every yeshiva and every family is that your kids say, my God, Zekeli. That it's like personal. I have a shaychus to him. My God. It's very personal. I'm very connected in a deep and meaningful Zekeli. My God. That's what I want for my kids. I want the guys in the yeshiva. I don't know if you could teach this.
Wow.
I think people's experience, I'm not sure. I don't know if you teach my God. It's something in people's experiences, and as they go through life, they can be zeich. All of us want to be zeich Zekeli. My God. Now, the response to this revelation, Maish, of experiencing Hashem, but not just experiencing Hashem, experiencing my Hashem, caused the reaction. And all of Am Yisrael reacted, Vanveyu. I want to share three pshatim, Maish, in Vanveyu. The three pshatim in the word Vanveyu. What was Am Yisrael, what was the response to experiencing Hashem? Once in our history, we experienced my God in a clear way. I say our whole lives, we have the opportunity to experience Hashem. But in this most fascinating, most clear, most exact way, Klal Yisrael responded. And we responded ve'anveyu. And what does ve'anveyu mean? So I'd like to learn three pshatim, all in Chazal, what the word Vanveyu means. And this is the response to discovering Hashem. So Unklus, who was a Tana, and Unklus says, Vanveyu is Miloshen Nave. A Nave is a house. Vanveyu, I'm going to build a house for him. I want to be Samigdash. The response to experiencing Hashem, Vanveyu, I will Nave him. I will build a Beis HaMikdash for him. I want a Beis HaMikdash. Ivni Le Mikdasha. Unklus says three words. I will build a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Anveyu means. I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash. The way I understand the response, Sekeli Hashem, I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash, means Hashem, please dwell amongst us. I need you to stay.
Love it.
After experiencing Hashem to that degree, the response was, please, please don't ever leave me. I beg you to stay with me. That's how I understand it in the past. I do want to think about it presently. I'm interested that the response to experiencing Hashem is, Ivni Le Mikdash, I'm going to build you a Beis HaMikdash. The way I understood it and understand it is, I want you to stay here, Hashem. I'm going to make for a place for you to live. Could you stay with me? Is it possible you can never leave? That's the building the Beis HaMikdash. I want to say something different. I want to say something a little different this year. I don't like learning what I learned last year. I don't like last year's Vart. If you think the same thing now, so say this year's Vart. If you think, I want to say something that makes me, that what hits me this year now, Avi, a little bit different. The response to seeing Hashem is, I'm building a Beis HaMikdash. It's very interesting to me. We experience God, and we say, I'm building a Beis HaMikdash. The way I explained it in the past to myself, the way I explained it, Maish, is, I want you to stay, Hashem. I need you here. I need you here. Please, Hashem, I need you here. I want you. Don't ever leave me. I like that pshat. There's nothing, I don't find it deficient. It's a little bit interesting, the expression of, I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash. The point wasn't the Mikdash, the point was, I want you to stay. So I understood it. The Mikdash is v'shachanti b'seichem, it's the house of Hashem. So experiencing Hashem is to want him here. I want this. I need this. I want to be around you. I do like that pshat. I like it. I just want to say what hits me this year. What hits me this year, and I don't think it contradicts that, Morty, what hits me this year is to experiencing Hashem, and the person says, I want to build a mikdash, that I want in my physical world, I want to do pu'ulos that bring you to my physical world. Ibni le mikdash is the construction of Beis HaMikdash, is the human being's interaction with Hashem. I'm going to build the Beis Hashem. I want this experience that we have, I want a physical manifestation of this experience. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. I want to live this experience. What I'm having, like you're handing me almost, and in a certain, not almost, as a gift, we like experienced Hashem. The want to build a Beis HaMikdash is I want to do pu'ulas. I want to live this experience. I want to like cause this experience.
Wow.
Building the Beis HaMikdash brings the Shekhinah. Hashem told us, build a Beis HaMikdash v'shachanti b'saychem. Klal Yisrael was amazed by the experience. It hits me that it could be in some way I want to earn and live this experience. So it's not just stay with me, it's true stay with me. I want to do a pu'ula. We're here. Hayoyim la'asayisam. I want to do something. We were like almost an observer of an experience. We saw Hashem. We sat there and saw it. I want to do a pu'ula of creating this experience. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah that allows us to experience Hashras HaShchina. Because Hashem said, build a Beis HaMikdash HaShchanti B'Seichem. So in experiencing this almost as a spectator, I wonder if we said I want an active role in connecting to Hashem. In experiencing Hashem, I wonder that this year. The Zek Kaili, we say Hashem. Wow, what an experience. Van Veyu, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. I want this experience from a place through my actions. I do.
You don't think it's interesting to say that everybody's calling it a spectator, we're saying my God, and you're saying it as a spectator. Like,
but we saw it. We didn't create this moment. We didn't create it. This was some form of prophecy. Building a Beis HaMikdash is the opportunity to physically live such an experience. I just wonder that. I wonder that we want to create such a thing and be involved in such a thing, not just to experience it. I wonder that. It's too interesting to me. We see Hashem, and then we ask, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash, which is the experience of creating Ashras HaShchina. So what I experience, I want to create. Now, what I said in the past, I wanted to keep staying this way. The only reason I'm like adding... Yisrael, I'm not disagreeing with what I said in the past. I experienced Hashem and I want him to stay. It really focused that I want a part of him being here. I want to, it doesn't say let us have Mikdash Maish, Ivni La Mikdash. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. I want an active role in this experience. That's what strikes me. Lemaisa, Lemaisa, to experience Hashem is to want more of it. I want more of this. This, I'm clearly drawn to this. I'm attracted. I do want to say all of us have times in our life that we have do some mitzvah and we experience. I don't say every time we do a mitzvah, it wouldn't be true. But we have times that we do mitzvahs and it like feels right. It's like a certain like simcha shel mitzvah, a sense I was born for this. Wow, this is me. This is me. And that Zek Kaili, Akla Yisrael, says we want more of this. Whether it means the builder Beis HaMikdash, or I want a more active participant in this. But Van Vey, we want a Beis HaMikdash, I want more of this. To experience it is to sense I was created for this, I want more of it. That's one response. A second response that I want to say is a Gemara. And the Gemara says, Anveyu is melosh and no'eh, nice. Hisna lifan of a mitzvah, hider mitzvah. To do mitzvahs beautifully. Hider mitzvah. There's something called zekeli manveyu. It's not a nice thing, you're obligated. If you could buy the cheapest esrog, that's kosher. La lacha, you're not allowed to do that. It's us here to do that. If you get the cheapest, you tell the meichers, give me the cheapest one, $33, and it's kosher. It's us here to do it. You broke a pasuk. Zekeli manveyu. Zekeli manveyu is a mitzvah deraisa, a snar lufana b'mitzvahs. To do mitzvahs beautifully. Do it with geschmack. To do a nice talis, talis na. To do things nice, geschmack. An esrog, a beautiful esrog, is hider mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. to glorify a mitzvah and to do it nicely and beautifully is a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv. One is still yaitzah the mitzvah if you don't do hider mitzvah, but you break zekeli vanveyu. Zekeli vanveyu, hisna lufana b'mitzvahs. Vanveyu is milashin no'eh, nice, do mitzvahs beautifully. The question I simply want to know is, why is that the response to experiencing Hashem? According to what, why is doing mitzvahs beautifully? Now, by the way, doing mitzvahs, I can hear. Doing mitzvahs is loyalty to Hashem, Hashem. To experience Him is to want to follow Him, to want to connect Him. A mitzvah connects us to Hashem. But why specifically hider mitzvah, the beautiful mitzvah? What shaykh is, do mitzvahs. If it would say mitzvah, now could be hider mitzvah means the mitzvah to its fullest. So really, it's if it's at zekeli, I want to do mitzvahs. Hider mitzvah just means I want the, I mamish want the spitz of mitzvahs. I want like a mitzvah to its fullness. It does mean to beautify. So obviously it doesn't mean it means to beautify. Maybe it just means like the mitzvah in its full shleimus. Hider mitzvah, it's true, it means hider mitzvah. It means it's not lufana mitzvahs. It just means, whoa, do I want mitzvahs. So I mean, I'm going to do it beautifully, like the full shleimus ha-mitzvah. And the real dagesh is I want to do mitzvahs. Zeh keli Hashem, I want mitzvahs. It's interesting. When Shlomo sang in this space medrash, he has sang many times in his life, Tati my king, most recently we were Zaycha Thursday night, that Yair asked and he sang it at the Leil Shishi. To me, the time that he sang it that was the most moving I've ever seen is Reb Shalom Rabashka was here. Reb Shalom Shlita was here and Shlomo sang Tati my king. He was crying like a baby. But mamish, pouring tears, mamish. It hit me then, the man was here how soon after he got out of prison? 2 weeks? Was it months after?
Came back again.
It was within a month. He came back again. He came in Sulam. When he came here, it was weeks.
I agree it was weeks.
Was it months? Maybe it was, I don't know.
It was February.
But he came early in the winter. He came in, however, what? Yeah, he came again then. But he was here. We had a tish right here. I don't know how much after, but I was amazed. The man was in jail 8.5 years of maximum security. The purity that he was able to cry so soon after hit me then. Stop. A lot of people get hardened that it takes, I would suspect it would take a long time to cry again. And he right after was here, whether it was a month, 2 months, whatever it was, he was crying, right? He was crying it. Lemaisa, guys asked him why he reacted like that. He had like a, would it be called a visceral reaction? Could you look up the translation of visceral? Who has a phone? Word of the day. Yisrael, could you look up visceral? If you look up the word. Spelling died. Read it to the guys. Shh.
Relating to the viscera, nervous system. V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L. It's not really telling me much.
Shlomo?
I just checked up what viscera means, but it doesn't, it's not going to be helpful.
A visceral reaction.
Emotional meaning, deep, instinctive, and strongly felt rather than based on reason or logic.
It's not a visceral reaction means that a visceral reaction is not a logical. Something like hits you and it's a reaction that just seems to come. It's not a thought out like response. It's visceral. You have it, Yisrael? Yisrael, you have that?
Yeah.
It's a good word. Read it to the Chevra.
It's like a deep instinctive thing.
It's instinctive. A visceral reaction is your body, like something just happens. It's not a thought-out reaction.
Examples like jumping in fear, loud noise, or like feeling nauseous when seeing something disturbing.
How do you know these words?
I don't know. Do you hear the word? Say the word.
Visceral.
Yeah, a very visceral reaction. If somebody sees something disgusting, like that's called a visceral reaction. It's just your body responds like it's just a visceral reaction. When Shlomo started doing Tati, my king, I mean, he started crying. it was a visceral reaction. It was like, it wasn't like he was like working. He started bawling. So we asked, like, what just happened? It was like funny. Something happened. And he explained it. It was crazy. He said something crazy that this was like, Shlomo started singing, "We've done Tati, My King." It's a moving song. His reaction was like nobody I ever saw. Just, he was crying, like literal, a visceral reaction. Like you would react to something and your body just responds. Were you there, Mish, when you were in Eretz Yisrael? Before, you weren't here yet. He started just crying, I remember. He started just crying, like, so somebody, I don't remember, somebody asked him, he said, "Could I explain what's happening?" Something was happening to him. And he told us, it's crazy, he told us that in jail, he said to Hashem, "I'm not letting go of you, please don't let go of me." And he was saying to Hashem, "I'm holding on. Now how am I going to hold you, God? I'm holding on, Hashem." He's sitting in a maximum security prison, and he said, "I'm just going to hold on to you like crazy." So how am I going to hold on? I was just reading, one of the hostages was writing. I just was reading last night. One of the hostages was writing on trying to hold on to reality. For months at a time, they were alone in pitch black. And they were describing how they stayed normal. They had a whole plan. He would say multiple times a day, he would tell himself what day of the week it is. Today is Sunday. He would tell himself information about himself. And he would do things like to hold on to presentness. He heard noises. He would talk to himself what he's hearing. He would like ground himself like crazy stuff to be present. Reb Shalom Shlit in jail wanted to hold on to reality, and he said to Hashem, "I'm holding on to you. I'm not letting go. How am I going to do that?" He said, "I'm doing it with mitzvahs." Mitzvahs mean a command. Savso also means a connection. I'm holding on to you, Hashem. And he said, "I'm going to hold on through mitzvahs." He didn't miss a day of tzitzis in jail. He put on tzitzis every single day. He made kiddush. He shook the dalad minim. He sat in a sukkah. He held on to mitzvahs. And that was his way of saying, "I'm holding on to you, Hashem. I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm going to hold on." And he said to Hashem, he said, "My prayer was constantly, don't let go of me, Hashem. I'm holding you, hold on to me." And then Shlomo sings, "Don't ever let ever." He started, it was crazy. It was like he had just come out. The song, I don't know. We haven't, like, you know, he came to Sulam. I'm curious if that song still means. Clearly, then it meant the world to him. And he just, like, this reaction, this visceral response, he just started crying, tearing, like pouring down. Don't ever let go. This is what he was praying for 8.5 years. And he had, like, a plan. He was doing mitzvahs. He said to Hashem, "I'm holding on to you. Hold on to me, Hashem. Hold my hand." And then when Shlomo sang the song, he had this incredible response. So Zekeli Mamish, this is my God. Vanveyu, I'm going to do mitzvahs beautifully. So could be the doing mitzvahs beautifully. The Ikarat Goshavi is I'm going to do mitzvahs, Mesh. The beautifully means Bishlemus, I'm going to be a mitzvah guy. The beautifully is like the mitzvah to its perfection. The point is not the hiddur mitzvah. The point is I'm going to do mitzvahs to the end of you. I'm Hashem, I want to hold on to you. Mamish Reb Shalom. We experienced Hashem, we said. One way is build a base HaMikdash, don't ever leave me. And another way is I'm going to do mitzvahs beautifully. The only word is that the hiddur mitzvah then just becomes, it bothers me, it doesn't say I'm going to do mitzvahs. It says hisna lefanav. It only speaks about the beauty. So a little bit it bothers me. What I wanted to claim, Eliyahu, in the past, is that hiddur mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, everybody does a mitzvah. To do it beautifully is your own flair for the mitzvah, your own like, and that's the response to Zakeli, my God. I'm just going to do mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs. Okay, I'm one a member of Klal Yisrael in Eved Hashem. It's my mitzvah. That was the response to seeing he's my God. So I'm going to have my own personal relationship. I'm going to have my own esrog, my own type of talis, my own. It's going to be mine in my own beautiful way. I was very, very happy. My son Menachem wanted an atara for his talis. I was very excited for that. Said it could be beautiful. I happen to love that Torah on the talus. I felt Baruch Hashem, my father, late in his life, got a talis with Atar. He started wearing his own father's talis, which had an Atar. I asked Altman Hagim if I'm allowed to. I asked the Rav Stam. Anyway, my father was doing it, but I asked the Rav, who said, Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah. In Chabad, they like that Torah a lot. It always reminds you your head. It makes you very aware of your head, which Chabad, which is so into the Reish, Chachma, Bin, and Das, the Atara is very heavy on your head, and it reminds you. It reminds you of a head. It brings you up to the Reish. Lemaisa Hidur Mitzvah, to do mitzvahs beautifully, but specifically your beauty, your own connection, your own flair, your own style. So that's what I wanted to tie into the response of Anveyu of do mitzvahs beautifully. I want to share the third pshat in Chazal of Anveyu. So far we have Builder Beis HaMikdash with the two interpretations why that will be a response to seeing Hashem. We have pshat Anveyu Hidur Mitzvah with really two interpretations. One mitzvah just means the fullness of mitzvahs, and one is specifically beauty is your flair. The third pshat that Chazal say Anveyu is Anivahu. Mahu rachvum afata rachum, to be like Hashem, to be godly. To be godly. Now this needs work. Mahu afata, to be like Hashem. It's very, very interesting. The Tomir Devora, the Sefer, the Ramak, Ramesha Cordova, who wrote a Sefer called Tomir Devora. In the Sefer Tomir Devora, in that Sefer, people know it as a seminary, but it's also a sefer. Yeah. It's a seminary. It's a seminary, Tomir Devora. But it's also a sefer called Tomir Devora. A wonderful seminary. Very special place. That I don't know. There is a sheikhess to hear. Many whatever guys that marry Tomir Devora, the girls. It's a very good seminary. People steig a lot. A good seminary. The Kitzur Advarim is that in the Sefer Tomir Devora, he writes, Ramesha Kodova writes, the beginning of a Sefer, later, he writes about imitating Hashem, this mitzvah to be godly, to be like Hashem. Mahu Afata, just like him, so to us. And he describes Madregas of Hashem's kindness. He describes a Madrega I learned when I was young. I have to say, I tried to do this when I was young, and it's very dangerous. You have to do this with caution. It needs a plan. He describes Hashem's kindness, that while a person is doing bad to Hashem, person's defying Hashem, while they're in middle, Hashem's giving him chiyus. Hashem's giving him life while he's defying Hashem.
That's crazy.
So he describes a madrega to be Hashem, to be good to somebody who's being bad to you. To be good to somebody who's being bad to you. That's one of the craziest, hardest things. And be very careful. See, somebody could force something and end up with tremendous resentments. Because, hey, Ramesha Cordova said to do it. Remarkably, we're commanded. And the commitment to be like Hashem, you could study Tomir Devora, what we're supposed to do. One of the things of being like Hashem is even somebody who does bad to us, we could do good to. In the Vardik, this was like a big, big inyan. It was a big sugya. They said, Tachas kepei da'akpada. Instead of being upset, do sa'atava, do something nice. Tachas kepei da'atava. Instead of anger, do something nice. The Altar of Nevardik used to do this. Now the question is, what do you mean that I'm mad at him? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? So it really needs a sugya, it needs work, it needs an avoida. To force this would probably be very dangerous. Like any madrega, if somebody's not up to there, to just force it could just lead to resentments and unhealthiness. But there's a madrega that I'm nice to somebody who's mean to me, in mahu afata. Now how can I do that? The answer is that in the space of my neshama, the neshama wants to be mative. The neshama just wants to be mative. I have to work, I also have a body. I have to work with it and figure it out and bring myself there. And there are ways, there are conversations with self that we could bring ourselves there. But the deepest insight is that we're capable to be like Hashem. Avraham Avinu had an incredible chesed, the likes of which the world had never seen. It wasn't the forced chill of Rama Vinus Chesed. He was a neshama. The neshama actually wants it. I would say, Maishi, the spitz of somebody who pays good even if you do bad is just very neshamadik a person. At the point somebody would be totally in sync with the neshama, that's what they would do. Because the neshama wants to give and is very secure, doesn't mind that you're doing bad. So it's not a forced external thing. Do good to the guy and they do it. You could. It's, if a guy relates to Guf, you're smoking at him. It's a very deep place, a place that accepts Hashem runs the world. Things he did, I don't even view he did it, Hashem wanted. It's a very, very deep space. But we're shaykh to such a space. Now we have to work ourselves to get to such a space. But the response to seeing Hashem was to be like Hashem. I want to say a couple of things about that. That's so interesting to see a mystic. I could never be that. We've all met great people, and like you know, their response is not, I want to be like him. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting that we see Hashem and all of Klal Yisrael said, Mahu Afani, I'm going to be like him. So now the simplest shot would be, I'm so impressed, people meet a counselor in camp, they like a lot, and they say, oh, I'm going to be like him. And they have like an aspiration for that. The only word is, first of all, often that's unhealthy, imitation. So you could say inspiration. What's this, I'm going to be like Hashem? Shouldn't it be we see Hashem and we're like, whoa, perfection, I'm out, like no chance. So interesting that we experienced Hashem. We say, Vanveyu, I'm going to be like him.
Fascinating.
So I want to say two reasons that would help such a response. What I've said in the past, and it's true what I said, I believe what I said, but I want to point something else out this year. What I said in the past is to experience Hashem. We didn't just say that's God, we said my God. And I think in the locking eyes with Hashem, it was the deepest validation of a human being. Wow. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. The level of validation is I could be like him, I'll be kind like him. Mahu rach, mafata rach, mahu chanun. That space of validation allows for a tremendous kindness to others. I have seen guys in yeshiva who were bullies in other institutions come to Waterbury and become nice. At the point you're accepted and good, I don't want to say good enough. Nobody's good enough. You're like, good enough sounds like a bit the effort. I'm good enough. Nobody's good enough. We're just good. At the point I'm accepted, it's very easy to be kind to others. And perhaps the Zekeli was a validation of the level of like Vanveyu. I'm going to be godly in my interactions with others, encouraging and building and sensitive to others. The response was the validation that the Zekeli causes. The Zekeli validation, the responses of Vanveyu. Anybody ever encounter, I'm going to be kind and thoughtful and considerate. I like that pshat. I do think validation does it. I don't think it's the push-up shot. I think the push-up shot, and I'm going to be like him, is Zekeli. We didn't say Elokeinu, we said, my God. I'm shayach to this. Somehow in seeing Hashem, we said we're shayach to him. It didn't feel like something that, oh my God, God, and we're somehow we're like shayach to be some reflection of him. That's what it meant, Zekeli. So the response is, Anivahu, I'm shayach to be like him. In some way to mirror him, Zekeli, my God, there's something about me and in me. We probably became very aware of our own neshamas. We said, Zekeli, my God, I'm very shaykh to this. Vanveyu, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be considerate and thoughtful to others. We tapped into a space of soul of being very considerate to others. That's of being thought about others and kind to others. Mahu rach, mavata rach. Shlomo, what? Shlomo said, you're asking on the three pshatim. Yeah. The Gras speaks about this. It's interesting, like three different, are there three different pshatim? We had the Beis HaMikdash response, I want to stay with Hashem. We have the mitzvahs, Hidur mitzvah, and then we have the midas. Mahu afata. We had the mitzvahs. Interesting, like these three, where these different people had the different responses. Are they all different? Is every person had these three responses? That mitzad echad, I want to, don't ever leave me, beis hamikdash. Mitzad sheni, the mitzvahs. Yeah. It's mikdash, mitzvahs, and midas. Those are like the three responses of Zekeli of experiencing Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash. I want a Mikdash. Anveyu, I want a Beis HaMikdash. Melosh and Nave, the Unklis. We have Snow Lefana B'mitzvahs, Hidr Mitzvah. I want to do mitzvahs beautifully. I want to do mitzvahs. Maybe Reb Shalom's Pshat, I want to hold on to you. And we have this Anveyu, Anivu, I'm going to be like him, Hashem. I'm like Shaykh to you. It's interesting, we can meet two types of great people. We meet one great person and we actually feel almost like a yish. Like, whoa, okay. Like I have no... And there's another great that actually was shaykh to this. I've spoken recently a lot about asei l'cha rav, that it means understand your shaykh to it. Asei l'cha rav. You're shaykh to this. Make yourself a Rebbe means I'm shaykh to him. That's what I have like been speaking about this, that we're shaykh to big people. And this van veyu, anivu to see Hashem and see, I'll be like him. I think that's so cool because it's interesting often to see somebody's greatest to give up. Say, so, okay. Ma'ani, ma'chayai, what am I worth? The response to experiencing Hashem in the way we experience was anivahu. I'm going to be like him. This is Shaykh. It's interesting. When we meet Tzaddikim, the good response is, I see what a human being is Shaykh to. I assume that's even the way the Rebbe relates to us and we relate to the Rebbe. It's interesting. Somebody just told me about Rav Aaron that he never spoke about Europe and the way it was. Somebody just told me that. He never, like... And the point was that he saw the Bachrim here, you're Shaykh to this. He didn't talk about the days that were, that's very cool. He didn't talk about what he was talking about, you're Shaykh to something.
Rabat was here at December 21st. The way he got out, December 21st, 20 something, I think. And he visited February 9th, February 7th, something like that, early February.
Wow. How do you know the dates?
I don't.
How do you?
No, but it sounds like, wait, from my, I'm saying, I looked it up, like,
that's
information
cool.
Today's available very much.
So he got out December
21st. Gimel.
And he came here when?
February 7th, February 9th.
Ah, it's like 6 weeks.
Something like that.
6 weeks. Cool.
Shkayach Ezi.
Very Shkayach. We want them to have fun.
Thank you.
He is right.
Shkoa.
What's the difference between your other thought that you had on it? That first one, when Hashem looks at us, that we felt very validated. What was that?
That allows us to be godly. Is that validation, Zekeli, is the validation allows us to be kind. Anveyu is to be like Hashem, the Midas Tovus, a Rachum, a Chanun. If we have that level of validation, the response becomes to be nice to us. By Zekeli, that, my God, we were so validated, Anveyu, we're able to be like Hashem.
Right.
The other one is just discovering an neshama, like we found the space in us that.
You're saying if you could see Hashem, you found something in you that allows you to see Hashem. As I, and once you see Hashem, you like.
But it could be even the experience said I'm shy of him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not so different. Not so different.
Oh, you bull.
Yeah. Yisrael, what did they see? Isn't that wild? What are you pointing at? What could you possibly see? Hashem has no form. That's like a basic one of the Animamans. And then they saw and pointed the basic of the Animaman. I wonder it a lot. They could point to everything. Yisrael, you can point to everything. If you have good eyesight, Zekeli, I'm not convinced they saw something different than we saw, but they saw it differently. I think with the right Einayim, you could see a chair and see Hashem. I don't think they had to see different things. But in what they saw Hashem. Everything's a manifestation. So I don't think, like, when we say they saw Hashem, everybody pictures, whoa, what he looked like. I think they saw all the things we see and saw Hashem. You ever wonder that, Shlomo? It says they saw Hashem. So I'm like thinking, well, I like learning Torah, like what they see. So like, I don't think about it. They saw Hashem. Now, it's one of the animamans. He has no form. I suspect they saw the same things you and I see. They saw the table. They just saw Hashem. It wasn't a different thing they saw. You know what I mean? You got my Shiva asking. But I picture what, right, Russ, I picture what they see. What? They saw that miracle, right? But I don't think that's like the seeing Hashem. It doesn't say that for sure somebody acted here. They saw Hashem. I'm not sure seeing a nay shows you. To see Hashem doesn't mean like, oh, represents. They saw Hashem. Everything's a manifestation. I'm not sure that they had to see new things to see Hashem. They could see the table, but they saw Hashem. I don't know. What they saw Hashem. It's Pashat. I don't know. Clearly they pointed, but it could be through everything. I don't know. It's interesting. Zach Cayley is like, it's not in our world. They pointed Hashem. I know you say, Ray Ross, a nace could make you know Hashem's acting here, but there. Huh? Right, it's just an awareness that he's clearly functioning. It's not a zeh. A zeh is. It's in Sfarim that's brought in the physical world that you could experience Hashem. That's probably the zeh. And the That's this. So it's not a different thing they saw. They saw the same things clearly. I want a chevra. This needs to come into song. I need to sing with the chevra. I could speak more about this, but I need to sing with the chevra. Lekai neshama shenasat b'tayrahi. I think a lot of the sugyas, when we discuss what they saw, it was what with what eyes they were seeing and they experienced Hashem. When we look from a very neshamadik place, from a very soul place, that's Zekeli, my God, I'm Shaykh, the soul that's very Shaykh, that wants Hashem and Shaykh Hashem, they experience their soul. They lost a lot of physicality at this moment that they said Zekeli. So I'm not sure what did they see. They probably saw similar things what we saw, minus the very physical bend on it. Why do you say that? Right after Kriyas Yamsuf. When they saw the Mitzrayim. They saw the Mitzrayim dead. At that moment, Zekeli Vanve, they saw something. Yeah. They pointed like, yeah. Let's sing Elokai Neshama. Can we sing that together, Shloim Elokai Neshama? It's better at a shtickle high key, I think. Not too high. Yelokai Shoshenosato Bi Tehrahi. That key, I'm going to ask Elia come with the guitar, play for the Chev, Elia. Let's go. Is Yona here? Elia, is Yona here? Is that too high? Could be good. Yankiv, you come sing with us also.
Yankiv, I need to show this if you guys say
let's go. L-O-K. Let's go. Ready? UKS. You pick a key, we'll all figure it out. We'll work. Elay Kai, Neshama Shemasata B. Toyrahi.
No.
It's too low?
Go with the Rav's keys, bro. Much better.
Get it. Hello. Oh,
guy, belly guy, I'm
I want to close. There's something we've studied in the past, and I don't think I ever capped how much of a contrast and how exact the Torah is. And this year, my hearing Parshas B'Shalach, it struck me. Zekeli van Veyu, to me, is a sugya, not just of discovering Hashem, but of my Shaychist Hashem. Whether it's because it says Keli, my God, or Anveyu, I'm going to be like him. So clearly it's a discovery of our closeness to Hashem. In some way, I ask what they saw. I actually think they saw from a very neshamadika place the same things we always see. And they saw Hashem. They weren't infringed by the physical. We have a soul that's capable. The Gemara says that our neshama sees many things that our body doesn't. That's a Gemara Megillah. Iyu loichazi maz loichazi. He didn't see it, his mazel saw. Our neshama sees many things we don't see. I think when I tell people to trust gut, I think your soul's telling you something. Gut, see, your neshama's telling you something. It's your neshama. You know something. You feel it. You know it. So there's a place of soul discovering a neshama. I'm in a sugi of losing grieving and losing somebody. It's crazy what you see, the greatness. People make late sonnets and say, you're saying they're great after they departed. Baruch Hashem, my family and I was zeiche to see greatness in my father while he was here. But it's pashut that as you lose the physical, you're like, whoa, that was a big soul. You are more in touch with, we get distracted by people's ears. We get distracted by their cheek. Yeah, the person's a soul. The person's a big soul. And you do get distracted. That's how it is. Yeah, it's very true. Afterwards, you're like, whoa, that was a big neshama. You're right. It's interesting. Eli and Dani were nifter many years ago. I used to like seeing pictures of them. It reminded me. In a way now, I'm like more mixed. They're big souls. They were big souls. They are big souls. The physical sometimes distracts us. Now, the physical matters, but it distracts us from the deepest truths. It does sometimes distract us. It's a truth. What do I want to get at? First of all, I'm very into today us seeing ourselves as big neshamas, because it's true. But what hit me this year, Shlomo, and I'm like shocked, I never put two and two together, Maish. What happened? Somebody asked, what did we see that set off this thing? Neshamas. And then we saw, what did we just experience? We saw the Mitzriim dead at the Yam. There was a big nes Hashem made happen to the Mitzriim dead at the Yam. What miracle? The Psukim say the miracle. Sus v'roich v'yrama bayam. The horse and his rider drowned at sea. That was a crazy miracle. The water is turbulent. It's going mishuga, the water, flapping around, crazy turbulence. And the horse and the rider do not weigh the same. What should happen, Aaron? Scientifically, what should happen? They should spread apart. Thank you for playing, Elia. The horse and the rider should spread apart. What nes did Hashem make happen, Elia? The horse and the rider stayed attached. It was a nes. The horse was attached to the rider. An interesting miracle. that when we saw the Mitzrayim dead, it was like a weird sight. They were all still attached to their horses. The horse and the rider were attached. And I want to contrast, we see the Mitzrayim horse and rider attached, and we, Zeh Keli, discovered our souls, our connection to God, our neshamas. I want to describe that Mitzrayim was a place where the rider and his horse are attached. Mitzrayim was a place that denied the soul. They were lost in physicality. Zer masusim, zer masim, they were very, ervas haaretz, they were very, very physical. And their people, there was no differentiation between the horse and his rider. The physical horse and we have a horse, we have a physical, we have a body, but there's a neshama. Now they're together, but the neshama. And the Mitzri who lost his soul, Hashem made a nes, the horse and the rider stayed together. And the experience of a people who discovered were much more, were much deeper, and we saw people who didn't see that other side of themselves. The horse and the rider were like bound for all eternity, were locked together. There was nothing bigger and nothing more. I've asked before that the language, it says, Sus v'roich v'yam v'yam, the horse and his rider drowned at sea. It's one of the weirdest languages I've ever heard in my life, Avi. The horse and his rider. Could you imagine hearing a news report, a phone drowned, and would the phone drown the owner of the phone who was on it? A man drowned. Maybe he was holding his phone, okay. Can you imagine hearing a news? What's the latest phone, Aaron? The latest one, an i what?
16 Pro Max.
i16 Pro Max?
Pro Max.
Pro Max. Could you imagine hearing a news report, an i16 Pro Max drown with its owner? That's the most bizarre thing, the owner. The owner drowned with this. The Torah records on the Mitzri, Sus, the horse and his rider drowned. The rider that became so humble to the horse, he was eternally stuck to his horse. It became one chefsa, to the point that it's recorded the horse drowned, and his rider who was stuck to him, who was barely recognizable difference. Klal Yisrael sees that, and they had entered a state of neshama. Zeh Keli, I'm big. We have horse, we have physical, tremendous. But there's a rider on top of the physical. The contrast of those two things are people that discovers their neshama, that's in touch with their neshama, to a nation, to Mitzrayim, to that limited place of the horse drowning and his rider as well. There's almost no separate entity other than the horse. That's what I want to point out, this contrast. And my bracha, my tefillah, every good learning has a prayer. My prayer from this sugya is we should be zeiche. Our physical is wonderful. It's so beautiful and important and precious. Wonderful, but we should see the rider. We should see the person, the neshama. The greatness of the mensch, the neshama that craves for Hashem, that craves for big things, that craves to take the physical and use it well, but we should see that which is bigger, that which is stronger, that which is higher. We should be conscious and aware of our souls, all of us. Elikai neshama shenasat b'tayrei. We should be aware of our neshamas. We should pay attention to our neshamas. We should feed our neshamas. We should be people who recognize. Sometimes we sing every yid has a neshama. Sometimes I like singing every yid is a neshama. I sometimes switch the gears. I just like being in touch with neshamas. So I like when we do both shleim. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. Me and Shtalia. Johnny. Every yid is a neshama, not just has one. Like that's identity. We go back and forth. We could sing Elia, peel off the klipa. You gave up the guitar already, Elia? I was enjoying it. He plays very well. Elia, you and Shleimish, can you sing with Elia? You and Shleimish sing with Elia. You play, he likes focusing on singing. You play Shleimish. Oh, yeah. tell you, we want you for the voice, man. I don't know that. Can I ask the guitarist amongst us? I'm like, this is total ignorance. The non-guitar players, I think, will appreciate this question. I always wondered, is using a pick like cheap? Like the real men, like I see some guys use a pick, some guys don't. Is that the real way? Is no pick, and it's like a concession?
It's cooler not to use a pick.
That's here.
I think it's cool.
It's not. It's different ways of playing. I like to figure it. I can't do that. Like, it's like one.
The way you play and pick it, you couldn't use a pick.
Yeah, really. But like, people are just as good at doing what I do with my fingers.
With a pick, really.
And then the pick is also, it definitely makes it louder. And like, let's say when I'm a big concert, like, for me, when I use a pick, it only goes like louder.
It makes it louder?
No, it's also my finger. Like, if I want to like, strum for a while,
it hurts.
Not my nail or something.
I was wondering, somebody's like, ask for the picks.
You feel like more connected to it when you're not using a pick, honestly, you know?
Where you're not, no headset. Let's go, you to them two first, them two first. How do you want to sit with them? We'll join the second time around.
So precious, so pure.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.